Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. India has hit out at Pakistan for supporting terrorism, saying that Islamabad should be advised to stop terror factories that continue to launch cross-border terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. This was stated by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh in the right of reply against Pakistan during the 148th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva on Sunday. He said Pakistan holds the ignoble record of hosting one of the largest numbers of terrorists banned by the UN Security Council. He added that Osama bin Laden, the face of global terror, was also found in Pakistan. He asserted that India is the largest democracy in the world, and many consider the Indian democracy a model to be emulated. Describing Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh as integral parts of India, the deputy chairman said no amount of rhetoric and propaganda from anyone can override this fact. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. PM Modi in his message said the festival of colors brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, has extended warm greetings to the people of the state on the festive occasion of Holi. In his message, the Governor said that Holi marks the arrival of spring, a season when Mother Nature manifests its beauty and grandeur in a colorful splash all around, rekindling the verb and zest for life. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also extended Holi greetings to the people of the state. In his message, he said that Holi holds immense cultural and social significance in our country, and it teaches us the spirit of unity, joy and togetherness, and signifies the victory of good over evil. Supreme Court Judge Justice Suryakant emphasized the importance of legal awareness, highlighting that despite the numerous rights granted to citizens, lack of awareness often deprived them of these benefits. Justice Kant was addressing a one-day mega legal awareness program held at Tawang, organized by the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with the District Legal Services Authority and District Administration of Tawang. Chief Justice Vijay Bishnoi of the Guwahati High Court, who is also the Patron-in-Chief of APSLSA, discussed various welfare schemes for farmers, women and victims, while Justice Suman Shyam, Judge Guwahati High Court, elaborated on Article 21 of the Indian Constitution, focusing on the right to life with dignity. The Election Commission has announced that the voters above 85 years of age and persons with disabilities with 40% benchmark disability can vote from home. Volunteers and wheelchairs will be available at every polling station. The poll body is also arranging transport facilities for persons with disabilities and elderly. The Commission has launched Saksham app to facilitate easier voting for persons with disabilities and to avail facilities at polling stations. Drinking water, toilets, signage, a ramp or wheelchair, help desk, voter facilitation center, sufficient light and shade will be provided in the polling stations under the assured minimum facilities. There will also be polling stations managed by persons with disabilities, polling stations exclusively managed by women and model polling stations. The Tawang District Health Society observed the World TB Day at Khandrodhwa Zangmo District Hospital, Tawang, on Sunday. Speaking on the occasion, ADC Tawang Sang Khandu emphasized the importance of raising awareness to eradicate TB, particularly through the involvement of PRI members, ASHAs and Anganwari workers. District TB Control Officer Dr. Urgan Lamu thanked the Nikshay Mitras for their role in providing additional nutritional support to patients through monthly food baskets under the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. National TB Elimination Program Coordinator Purva Rinchin provided insights into the schemes available for TB patients. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.